day in Portsmouth. Well, I left Leeds in 1957. Didn't want to. They all say that, the expats, but there was no work. There was no work. Whenever I go back to Leeds, there's a few old friends. They say, here he comes, bath and glass.
Now, I have to say, actually, one of my favourite ideas gleaned from studying psychology, just to put my credentials before you, everyone, is that the biggest influence in a child's life is the unlived life of the parent. Does that ring true for you in any way?
The unlived life? No, it doesn't. My dad died when I was four. This is very Freudian, because the older I get, the more envious I get of people who say, my dad and my father. I hardly knew my dad. And my mother sang a bit and played a bit of piano, but she was never show business mother or anything. I mean, I had no show business ambitions at all. I was Blue Eyes that got to Leeds University and blew it. And I got to university and we did shows and wrote and sang songs and all that. And I got into that and I loved it. I had some half-baked idea of being a journalist. I remember that. Writing was in my mind, but not show business. And then my first year results came up. And I thought, oh, boy, they weren't good.
Was that before you found out journalists were psychopaths?
Yes, just before. And a man came up to Leeds to see somebody in a student show, not me. And he saw me telling jokes in this show at the Old Empire Theatre in Leeds and offered me work. So in one hand, I got an offer of work. And in the other hand, I got my first year results. And I thought, this is no competition. Go with the flow. And that was it. I always say when I'm doing a gig, I say I failed due to the outbreak of the Second World War, which was 16 years before, but upset me very deeply. And I went off into shows called Fanny Get Your Fun.
Was that actually meant to be as rude as it sounds?
Yes. We've nothing on tonight. You've got the picture. And my mother, she was wonderfully supportive, but I was roaring around in these
Did your mother
shows.
Particularly like Fanny Get Your Fun?
Not remotely. She couldn't speak of these things, Joe. And my dear aunties used to say, what's Barry doing? And my mother would say, he's in the theatre, which I was, but she didn't say he's doing Fanny Get Your Fun or we've nothing on tonight.
I'm going to occasionally just bung in some little quick questions. What's your favourite joke?
Oh, one I told, yawn with your mouths closed. This is about 1955 when I was still at university in a university show, and I still love this joke. A guy was driving down a country lane and he ran over a cockerel and he was very upset and he went to the farmhouse and knocked on the door and a woman opened the door and he said, I appear to have killed your cockerel. I'd like to replace him. And she said, please yourself, the hen's around the back. Now... I still love it.
No, I like that one as well, and I'm going to be telling that. Now, why were you miserable at university? Because you were a bit...
I wasn't miserable at university.
Were you not?
I had a wonderful time at university. My mate was Wally Soyinka, subsequently to win the Nobel Prize for Literature, and I produced a show he was in, and he sang Tom Lehrer songs.
What is Barry short for? Or isn't it short for anything?
It's not short for anything. It's Finbar in the Gaelic.
Not Barents?
No,
like
no.
That. That'd be a nice name,
I don't think
it?
Barry's short for anything, is it, really?
Barents Crier. Barrington?
Barent, I don't know. Willie Rushton, God bless him, called me Bazza, because his wife was Australian. I answer to everything. It's lovely.
Do you know what? I played boule with Willie Rushton once in a kind of charity boule tournament. Did you play in that?
Yes, I played boule with Willie.
What happened was I was with...
Excuse me.
Mrs. I was in a nursing team, so I was a nurse at the time, and we beat Willie Rushton's team, and he went over to the judge, and I heard him say, look, they're only nurses, can you just put our team through? Because we're a showbiz team. And we were outraged by that.
Quite right.
So we got him on the ground and gave him a big injection. Also, actually, just that reminds me, when I was at university, I was in the bar one night and this guy came running in with a very pained expression on his face and he said, listen, everyone, I've got some really bad news. Nixon's dead. And everyone, oh, my God. And he went, David Nixon, as people do. Now, David Nixon actually played a part in your career, didn't
he? Was my mentor.
Yeah.
After the aforementioned Fanny Get Your Fun and We've Nothing On Tonight... That was my false start in our business, and I returned to Leeds with my tail between my legs.